All right, so today we're taking a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Yeah, deep dive into overtime. You know, overtime laws, overtime compliance, all that stuff. And we're even going to be looking at, like, how software is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Changing the game.
It really is.
And making it, hopefully, easier for businesses to stay compliant. Mm. But you know what? It's not just about avoiding lawsuits, right? Mm-hmm. There's actually like a strategic angle to all of this.
Strategic angle to overtime. That's right.
Which I'm kind of excited to dig into.
Absolutely.
You know, you are obviously like the expert here. So
I've been doing this a while.
Yeah. I know a thing or two about overtime.
So let's just like start with the basics, right? Like what are the crucial things that like anyone who's dealing with like employee hours and stuff needs to know about overtime laws? All right. Well, the most important thing to remember is that these regulations are designed to protect employees, you know, make sure they're not being overworked and that they're fairly compensated for any extra hours they put in. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the basic rule, the one you got to know, is that anyone considered non-exempt?
Non-exempt.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got to be paid time and a half.
Time and a half.
For any hours they work over 40.
Okay.
In a week.
A work week.
Got it. 40 hours.
So 40 hours is the magic number.
40 hours. But now you said non-exempt.
Right.
So I'm like already thinking, okay, there's got to be another one.
Picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah.
Yes, there are employees who are exempt from these rules.
Okay.
Exempt employees. And these are typically folks in positions that, you know, have more managerial responsibilities or require specialized knowledge or something like that. Yeah.
I was going to say like doctors or something. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? That's where a lot of business, they trip up.
Really?
Yeah. Misclassifying employees, even if it's a total accident, can really, you know, land you in hot water.
Oh, I bet. Legal hot water.
Big time legal trouble. So.
Yeah. And then on top of that.
Yep.
You've got to like accurately track all these hours.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like.
It's a beast.
Yeah.
It's way more complicated than you think.
Oh, for sure. Like, how do you even begin to? Like,
yeah, because you've got travel time, on-call hours, even those couple minutes someone spends finishing something up after they've clocked out.
Right, right.
You got to think about all of it.
And it all adds up.
It adds up.
Yeah. So anyone out there listening who's like, you know, managing a team.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a good point to just sort of.
Take a pause.
And
reflect.
Yeah. Like, are you.
Do a gut check.
Really confident that you're handling overtime.
Yeah.
Correctly. Now, I got to admit, when I first heard about software that's like specifically designed for this overtime compliance stuff, I was like, why? Like, why not just use a spreadsheet?
That's what everyone thinks, right?
Yeah.
I got a spreadsheet for that. I'm good.
Yeah, like, what's the big deal?
But you know what? These platforms, they offer way more than just a fancy spreadsheet.
Okay.
It's all about automation.
Automation.
Yeah. You take the human error out of the equation. You know, people make mistakes.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like,
all the time.
Yeah. But these systems, they're designed to catch those errors.
Okay. So it's like, instead of having your HR team just, like, drowning in timesheets all day.
Drowning in time.
They can actually focus on, you know, the human.
The human part.
Yeah, exactly.
Resource. But it goes even deeper, right? Because these platforms can analyze the data, identify trends in overtime across departments, and they can even flag potential compliance problems before they even become.
Well, wow.
Real problems.
It's not just
about a crystal ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So it's not just about, like, avoiding those lawsuits, but it's actually giving you insights that can make your whole business.
It's a business intelligence tool as much as it is a compliance tool.
Okay, so give me an example. Like, what does that actually look like?
Okay, so I was reading about this manufacturing company that was using one of these software platforms to analyze their data.
Mm-hmm.
And what they discovered was that one specific department was consistently racking up way more overtime hours than any other department in the company.
Oh, wow.
Right. So they dig a little deeper and they realize it was all due to bottlenecks in a particular part of their workflow. And so just by streamlining that process, they significantly reduced their overtime costs and they also improved employee morale in that department.
That's incredible. So instead of like just reacting to overtime, like it's this like necessary evil, they were actually able to use it as like data. to
data, actionable data.
Yeah.
And improve the
make the company better.
Company overall.
Exactly. Yeah. And that leads right into the whole strategic side of overtime. You know, it's about asking yourself, how can I use this to my advantage?
Yeah.
You know, how can I leverage this not just to, you know, stay compliant with the law, but to actually achieve my business goals?
So it's not just like this, should we do overtime or should we hire more people? Kind of.
Like, it's not that simple anymore.
Like, dilemma. This software is actually giving you the...
It gives you the power.
Yeah.
To make...
Information, though.
To make better decisions.
Yeah.
Yes. Because you can model different scenarios.
Yeah.
See the financial impact of each option.
Yeah.
You could even factor in things like employee morale or, you know...
Right. Or burnout.
Burnout. Yeah.
Burnout's a real... It's huge. And at the end of the day...
Yeah.
We got to remember, we're dealing with people here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Software can't replace good management, can it?
It can't. Like, you still need to create a workplace.
Right.
Where people feel
valued,
respected.
And felt heard, all of that.
Heard, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like finding that, you know, sweet spot.
A balance.
That balance. Yeah.
Where you're using the tech to create a fairer and more efficient system.
Yeah.
But you never lose sight
of the
human beings.
People. Yeah.
Who are actually doing the work.
The actual humans.
The humans, yeah. That's important.
So I guess, like, to wrap things up.
Yeah.
Overtime compliance, it doesn't have to be this, like...
This big, scary monster.
You know, like, scary, leaning headache, right? Like, the right software.
Just make a world of difference.
Yeah. Can really simplify the process, protect your business, and even give you some of those unexpected...
We edge. Yeah, competitive advantage, even.
Advantages. But, you know,
yeah.
I'm going to leave everyone with this one final thought. Okay. Like, what if, instead of looking at overtime as this, like, last resort...
Mm-hmm.
We started to see it as a...
Ew, that's good.
As a, like, a valuable tool.
To script.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A way to, like, not only meet your business goals.
Right.
But also...
Improve things for your employees.
Improve the employee experience.
The whole experience.
Because software, like, help us get there.
Is it possible?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's worth thinking about.
Something to think about.
Yeah. Something to chew on.
Yeah, as you navigate the
ever-changing
crazy work
of work.
Of work.
That's the truth.
All right. Well, that's our deep dive.
Deep dive.
For today.
You've been pleaded.
Thanks for...
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.